So I said to her, what do you want to go abroad for? What have they got in Barcelona and Paris that we haven't got in Warrington and Walsall? Overrated, that's what it is. And those beaches, powdery white sand and warm blue seas. Not for us, eh, love? Pretentious, that's what it is. Chips and bingo, that's what we like, isn't it? Always have done. They're welcome to abroad, aren't they, old girl? And you know what? She looked at me and nodded and smiled, that gentle half-smile of hers. No man ever got anywhere without the backing of a good woman. And I've got an absolute crackerjack there. Now, you can call it intuition if you like. Or as I often say to the old trouble and strife, call it being wed for year on year on year upon year, until you're beaten into submission, eh, love? But call it what you will, I just knew our November camping trip to the Peak District was going to be an absolute crackerjack hit. Absolutely I did. I made sure we took the travel scrabble. Had trouble fitting it into my good lady's Meerkat Star rucksack that I got her for her birthday. But luckily there was a bottle of brandy in there that we didn't need, so I took that out. Can't go away without travel scrabble, can you? Not for a fortnight in a two-man tent. Got ourselves two new cagoules and a good deal on some walking boots. I think they might have been seconds though, because my good ladies leaked quite a lot, but mine were great and we had some crackerjack walks. We really did, absolute crackerjacks. Though she lagged behind a bit now and again, so I had to double back, chase her up a bit. I'd tickle her under the chin in that way she likes and I'd say, we're having an absolute crackerjack of a time, aren't we? And I could see by the gleam in her little eyes she was having the time of her life. And she'd give that little laugh of hers and say something ever so quietly, probably just agreeing with me, you know, or saying, I love you, dear. I said to her, I think we'll upgrade to a bigger tent for next time, so she can get all of her cooking and washing up and housework or tent work properly organised. Because as I said to her, this year was a bit of a shambles, really. We hired some bicycles, but I got bored with that because, well, first the handlebars kept working loose on mine and then I was forever tightening the nuts on the wheels, and when the brakes failed four times in a row, well, that was it for me, really. Anyway, we're home now and I can't believe I've already had to tick her off because, I mean, can you believe I found a roller skate on the stairs? Can't think what it was doing there because the kids left such a long time ago. The old girl must have been having a clear out, I suppose, because while she was turning the place upside down, she's disturbed a few other things, like rats and mice. She's kept quiet about that, but don't think I haven't seen all the packets of poison in the shed. There's even some under the sink and next to the saucepans. I've had to have a word of late, you know, about the catering too, because it's basic stuff, you know. I said to her, the pestle and mortar is for crushing up spices and such, not for the recycling. Just put the bottles out. There's no need to crush them up like that into powder. And she gave me that smile of hers again. Anyway, I've gone on quite enough. Time and dinner waits for no man. Oh, curry. Look at that. My absolute crackerjack favourite.